Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
The, quote, colonial experiment, Israel. That's flat-out genocidal. American business utterly failed in its due diligence when it associated its brand with a movement whose anti-Semitism was obvious to anyone who bothered to look. It's time for the customers, employees, and especially the shareholders of these companies to speak up and urge these companies to disavow their association with the pro-Hamas BLM movement. Basic decency requires nothing less.
Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's the holiday season, and Famous Footwear is stocked with all the styles your family wants from the brands you love at prices that fit everyone's list. Shop the comfiest Hey Dude shoes and coolest Crocs, or snag the perfect pair of Bearpaw boots and slippers. Plus, for a limited time, find the latest Nike styles for the whole family at savings of up to 30% off. Shop Famous.com or bring the whole family into a Famous Footwear near you and spread some cheer this holiday season with the gift of famously great shoes. Valid on select styles.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have none other as our producer than Derek. Hey, Derek.
Hi there.
There you go. You did it good. All right. And we have out there the legendary, well, what is he, a folk hero, John McTurnan.
Hello, Pastor.
John McTurnan.
God bless you and all our listeners.
Where's McTurnan? Are you there?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, you got here late again.
No, I didn't.
I know. All righty. Can you hear me?
Very weak, but I can hear you.
All right. Let me see what I can do.
There you go.
All right. I'll try to pipe it up a little higher. Now, we're going to start tonight, John, in Psalm 82. We're going to do Psalm 82 and Psalm 83 tonight. And so it really got to deal with two things. It's got to deal with what's happening here in America. Because right now the ACLU, Planned Predators, and all the forces of darkness, all the forces of evil are out judge shopping. They're looking They're looking for wicked, corrupt judges. They want to bring back every form of ungodliness that you can imagine. They want to legalize prostitution. They want to legalize, they want abortion even before and after birth. They want to legalize child sex, to outlaw pedophilia altogether. No, not to outlaw pedophilia, to legalize pedophilia. Everything that you can imagine is wicked is what the wicked want to do. And so they're out shopping for black robe, what they call, the Bible calls, whores, these judges that will sell their very souls. So why don't you read, start in Psalm 82, start with read verse 1 and 2 and then pause.
Okay. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah.
Well, here now, Asaph is saying, he's picturing God himself standing in the middle of these corrupt judges, okay? Now, in this case, the word there they used in the Hebrew, actually, John, is the same word they use for God, a name for God, Elohim. And here, it can be used as either singular or plural. And so here, he's referring to these judges with a small g as gods. But these gods are simply judges. So go ahead and pick it up in verse 3.
Yeah, well, it's gods, I think. Okay, let's go to verse 3. What verse is Pastor?
Of 82, verse 3. Go ahead and read it all the way through 8.
3 through 8.
Yeah.
Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. That's really interesting. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
Well, it's an interesting thing. But he says there, you are gods. Have I said you are gods? Now, this is very interesting because remember in John 10:34, in response to the charge by the Jewish leaders that he was guilty of blasphemy. Remember, Jesus said he claimed to be the Son of God, so that's your blasphemy. And then he said to them, have I not said that you're gods? Now, he's telling them that he was the inspiration, he was the one behind this psalm, long before any of them were ever born, huh? And so, here, but they, it went right over their head, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so here, now listen to what he's, now see if this does not apply to America today. Boy, I'm going to, because of the wickedness, the child sex trafficking, the murder by abortion, deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. The deep state, the entire Democratic Party out there today, the news media, what they call mainstream, everything that is called the left is wicked. It's absolutely wicked. The Democratic Party is completely and totally wicked. And the Republican Party is halfway wicked because about half of them that are decent, the other half are rhinos. But he says, deliver the poor and the needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Well, now the foundations of the earth that he's referring to can have different meanings there. Okay, foundations can more than one application. The foundations, remember, when our foundation that we build our faith upon is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the foundation. But when we're referring to talking about the institutions that God gave us, these were the foundations, the institution of marriage and the family, the institution of divine human government, the institution of divine law. All of these institutions, what has happened to them? They're out of course, aren't they?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, that's the way I see it. You know, because what's going on now has happened in the past. Maybe not quite the degree it is now, but they've happened throughout history, and civilizations have fallen for exactly what's going on here right now.
Absolutely. But you shall all die. Oh, no, I have said that you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. That was John 10:34 when Jesus said this. In other words, all men are, in all of humanity, are physically children of God, but not spiritually children of God. And so all of those that are all humanity, because all mankind was made in the image of God, were they not? Were they not? Are you still there?
Yes, Pastor Ernie, that's exactly what it says in Genesis 1:26. God made us in his image and likeness.
But then Jesus in John 8 tells the Jews, the Pharisees there, and the Sadducees that you don't understand what I tell you. You don't believe me because you're not of my father, but you're of your father, the devil. For you are his children, okay? And so he's talking about spiritually, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And he says you're of your father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning.
Yeah.
So those, and if you look at in Revelation 21:22, Pastor Ernie, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. It mentions in both those sets of scriptures specifically about liars being in the lake of fire for eternity. And God does not like lying, Pastor Ernie.
What if you don't call it lying? What if you call it a narrative?
Well, what if you call a pig a beautiful woman?
Yeah. I'm going to leave that one alone because there's some out there that might.
It's still a pig, Pastor Ernie, no matter what you say.
Yeah.
You can say what you want. A pig is a pig.
All right. Arise, O God, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. So he's given a warning to those judges, and that warning really should to the corrupt judges here in Ohio, those that let me tell you, that go a-whoring, God's watching you. Remember what he says, defend the poor and the fatherless. There's no more fatherless children than unborn, than the unborn children. You better listen. Now, John, we're going to move on because today, well, you've got all these organizations, Burn, Loot, and Mortar, formerly Black Lives Matter, much, and the Democratic Communist Party is moving against Israel. Joe Biden, remember I told you, Biden would turn. He will turn on Israel. Slowly but surely, Biden is turning on Israel. And we know that all the nations of the earth will turn on Israel. Now, let's pick it up in the 83rd Psalm, because it's a very clear message in that to the heathen of today. So let's pick it up and go ahead and read me 1-5.
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, I want to comment here about Asaph. Is that how you pronounce him?
Asaph. You mean the song?
I looked him up, and it said that he was a seer. He was a prophet.
Yeah.
And he was also a psalm writer. But he was a prophet. Let's start it with
mostly you pronounce it actually really with that you pronounce the capital letter Asaph. Some pronounce it Asaph. Yeah, Asaph is really the correct pronunciation.
Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel shall be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee.
Okay, so you're now, is that a message out there to all of those nations out there, to Iran, to Iraq, to Egypt, and to the United States, and all of these other nations? I mean, is there a clear message there?
Oh, there is, and there's a clear message in several other scriptures about the same thing, Pastor Ernie. And if you read on, there the nations that are mentioned have never this psalm has never been fulfilled in history, Pastor Ernie. This is prophetic. There is nothing even close to this ever being fulfilled. So this is a prophetic psalm.
All righty, and so he says, the tabernacles of Eden and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarans, Gebel and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre, Asher, who is also joined with them, they have hope in the children of Lot, Selah. Do unto them as unto the Midianites. Midianites, yeah. As to Sisera, and as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon. Well, in other words, he killed them. Okay, another God brought his judgment down upon them. Which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb, and like Zebiah, and all their princes of Zibin and Zalmunna. And so,
you're pronouncing those words, Pastor Ernie. I'm not good phonetically, so I'm happy you were chewing your tongue on them.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a trouble because for some reason my Bible has split right in half there, and it's hard to get all the way apart where I can see the very last words.
I don't have that problem with my electronic Bible. It's all flat, nice, and clean.
Yeah, well, you wait till the batteries die, and it's gone. But anyhow, wait till there's no more electricity. Who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession? Oh, my God, make them like a wheel as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountain on fire. These are not good things to happen to you, are they?
Oh, these are all results of judgment, Pastor.
So here, this Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 38, they're referring to actually the very same thing in the last days, invasion, aren't they? He keeps going on, and he said here, he says, so persecute them with thy tempest and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yet let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. Now, here, when I'm talking about this here in Ezekiel 38, verse 23, there's something very similar to that, what he's saying there, if I remember right. And so, here, now, again, is this, I'm getting the message here. I'm understanding this message. But it seems like today, so many people, they've got selective hearing, huh?
Pastor Ernie, I don't think, let's put it this way. What's happening is the vast, overwhelming majority of the people see the rebirth of the nation of Israel. Well, they don't even consider it. They see Israel just as a secular nation like any other. And it's the rebirth of Israel is tied into the everlasting covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, their seed. There's numbers of scriptures about that. God warned that they would be driven into the world if they broke the law, which they did. But the prophets then said they'd be brought back into the land, and it would be before the second coming of Jesus Christ. So that prophetic foundation of Israel, very few people see it, Pastor, or consider it.
Well, we discussed this last night. When I said that reminded me of Ezekiel 38:23, I was right. Here's what it says. Now compare Psalm 83, verse 18. Now that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the most high over all the earth. And here in Ezekiel 38:23, thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in all the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And so here, last night, you know, we had some callers calling in, and we were discussing now, when it comes to Israel, there are people out there, and again, that they think Israel's on the wrong side here, that Israel's that land doesn't belong to Israel. I have heard people say that Israel never you know, came in there. That was always the nation of Palestine. Well, there is no nation of Palestine. There never was a nation of Palestine. We see that God gave that land and much more, actually, to the nation of Israel. But the question here was that about Israel, and again, you know, you have to be honest about this. Israel is, like America, is a very, very corrupt nation today. Israel has a remnant in there, just like America has a remnant of those that are faithful. But Israel's got a high abortion, higher than us rate. They've got a very high prostitution rate. They've got, they had the world's in Tel Aviv largest sodomite march. And so, but that's the whole purpose of the tribulation period, is the purification period for the nation of Israel. But then God says to the heathen, to the Gentile nations, I will judge Israel, and I will bring my judgments down and punish you. You leave your hands off of Israel. The Gentile nations, they can't seem to understand that, can they?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you were 100% right in everything you were saying. Everything. Correct. And there's warnings in the scriptures about not touching Israel, whether you think that they're a wicked nation or not. God is going to bring them exactly like you said through the tribulation period for to purify them. And at the end, they're going to confess and turn to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior at his second coming.
Okay, so
not understanding the prophetic word, Pastor Ernie, is leading a lot of people into being shipwrecked with the Lord now over this.
Well, that's what I meant by selective hearing. It seems like, I don't know, it seems like you try to explain this to people, and it's not registering. See, If God says, leave them alone, here's what he means. Leave them alone, okay? It doesn't matter how you feel. You see, when you place your feelings up against what God says, who's going to come out on the short end of that?
Well, if we don't line up with God and his word, Pastor Ernie, one way or another, it's going to be extremely detrimental to us.
God says he's going to win every argument, doesn't he?
Yeah. It may take time, but in the end, and God is merciful, Pastor Ernie. He gives people a chance to repent. But in the end, it's going to go God's way.
Yeah, you keep trying to tell people that, but it seems like, again, they have selective hearing. All right, John.
There's a verse that really, I think, addresses this. It's the book of the minor prophet Obadiah. And verse 15, it says, the day of the Lord is near upon all heathen, as thou hast done. Now, the context is to Israel. It shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall be upon thine own head. So this is God's nation. They have a covenant with him. He made it in 2000 B.C. with Abraham, with Isaac and Jacob, and with their seed, with their descendants today. It's an unconditional covenant. It doesn't depend upon their righteousness like it did in the law. And he's got them back in the land, and you nailed it. The tribulation period is for the nation of Israel. They're going to go through horrible. In fact, Zechariah chapter 13 says two-thirds are going to die in the land.
Yep.
By what's happening. And one-third is going to come through it. And they're going to see in the end that Jesus Christ was their Messiah.
Yep. You know, again.
Or he is their Messiah.
God has said it. You better believe it, folks. You can't win an argument. You guys out there who have said you're decided that, you don't care what God says, or you better pay attention. He gets it right. He's going to get his way. Now, here's the thing, John. You know, we talked about this Pizzagate, and I was telling people about Pizzagate, and I was telling them in the beginning there were some things that we can't even tell you, we can't share with you now, because they're so horrible that most of you won't even believe it. You don't want to believe it, okay? Now they're believing what we were telling them about the pedophilia and that. And we told you about this Pizzagate, and all of the mainstream media was set up to attack anyone that said anything about Pizzagate. Okay, they were set to attack as conspiracy theories, conspiracy nuts. I mean, that was their narrative. Well, go ahead and play the clip, Derek.
Bill, according to FBI lawyers in court, who also quietly revealed that pedophiles connected to an elite pedophile ring are under active investigation. And mass arrests are imminent. Revelations from a Houston, Texas courtroom in the case of a local educator caught up in a Pizzagate-themed pedophile ring have completely destroyed the mainstream media's long-standing cover-up of the Pizzagate scandal. Chalk this one up as more vindication for so-called conspiracy theorists. But more importantly, the news from the Houston courtroom provides hope that we're finally going to see justice served. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community and support the channel, and visit collective.thepeoplesvoice.tv to claim a stake in the channel, earn profits, and have a say in what we do. The bombshell admission from the FBI comes after a week of multiple arrests of public figures and fact-checkers connected to Pizzagate, who previously tried to cover up the scandal as a conspiracy theory. The latest Pizzagate-connected figure, Clint Hondon, worked at Texas A&M and was arrested on a sickening array of child sex and pornography charges earlier this month. According to a statement by the FBI, Hondon was using many of the same words we caught Hillary Clinton campaign chair John Podesta using in his bizarre emails to other members of the global elite, including pizza, walnut sauce, dominoes, and hot dogs. Are we still expected to believe the mainstream media when they tell us that it's all just a big coincidence? We've obtained an FBI affidavit from a special agent assigned to the case, and the details behind Hardin's arrest are absolutely disgusting. I'm not going to read out the entire text due to the extremely graphic nature of the details, but the document reveals that the FBI are on the same page as so-called conspiracy theorists, and that elite paedophiles who've been caught using Pizzagate code words and images are no longer safe from prosecution. The truth is starting to leak out. The day is coming when the mainstream media will be no longer to deny Pizzagate is, and always was, all too real. According to White Hat FBI agents, mass arrests are on the horizon. In fact, they've already begun, starting with the propagandists who covered up the greatest criminal scandal of our time. We've got the details after this quick break, but first, an important word from our sponsor. The manufactured energy crisis is causing our bills to rise at a historic rate, and there's no end in sight. Several studies reveal that energy costs have skyrocketed by a whopping 60% in as little as 2 years. This is why tens of thousands of people are installing this clever little device to help drastically slash their energy bills. This gadget stabilizes electrical currents, reduces dirty electricity, and helps protect your appliances and electronics. Simply plug it into your home's wall outlet to help dramatically lower energy consumption and ultimately help reduce your power bills month after month. The energy companies absolutely hate this and don't want you to know about this closely guarded secret. Place your order now and receive 65% off. Viewers of this channel also get a 60-day money-back guarantee. A close friend of both Pete Buttigieg and John Podesta has been sentenced to 150 years in prison for raping over 500 children. Former Democrat College Park, Maryland Mayor Patrick Wohan, who is one of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's closest friends, was sentenced to 150 years in federal prison on Monday. A well-connected Democrat politician convicted of child sex crimes would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. But the dominoes have started to fall. Former CNN producer and proud paedophile John Griffin, who argued that a woman is a woman regardless of her age, was also found guilty of disgusting child sex crimes and sentenced to 19 years in prison. Now it's the turn of the chief propagandists in the mainstream media, who covered up the Pizzagate scandal for years. Mainstream journalist, fact-checker and close friend of John Podesta, who previously bragged about debunking Pizzagate and misleading the public, was also arrested on a sickening slew of child rape charges. Wohan pled guilty in August to 140 counts of possessing and distributing a sickening array of child rape videos. The Baltimore Sun listed Wohan's crimes as possession, possession with intent to distribute and distribution of material that exploits children, a mixture of misdemeanors and felonies with maximum penalties ranging from 5 to 10 years incarceration. Prosecutors argued that Wohan had victimized over 500 children worldwide, 52 of which were identified by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Ex-owner Elon Musk was taken aback by the massive number of children abused by Wohan, remarking, 500 victims, what the hell? Democrat politicians, mainstream journalists and fact-checkers are facing justice for their crimes. Prominent people are now talking about Pizzagate. And according to the FBI insider, this is just the tip of the iceberg. When historians look back on this era, it will be remembered as the time the globalist elite became arrogant, revealed their hand and began to lose their grip on power. The elites are aware that the damn wall is about to burst and their crimes against humanity are about to be exposed to the mainstream. As the people wake up and begin to rise up against them, the elite are scrambling to beg for mercy. World Economic Forum Professor Scott Galloway, who ordered governments to implement strict lockdowns during the pandemic, recently pleaded with the public for forgiveness and admitted that the draconian rules were evil and unnecessary. Mainstream media have joined him in floating the idea of a COVID amnesty for the elite decision makers who ruined millions of lives by enforcing draconian lockdowns, masks on children, and barbaric vaccine mandates. According to a Viral Atlantic article, the elites, including Fauci, Gates and Biden, should be given a free pass and granted amnesty against prosecution, as more and more evidence of their malpractice and outright criminality continues to surface. We simply cannot grant the elite a little grace and forgiveness, let alone an amnesty, because this is an existential battle. To put it bluntly, the elite have been preying on our children while trying to murder the majority of us. And it's time to double down on our efforts to expose the elite and wake as many people up as possible. The World Economic Forum has demanded governments reduce the age of consent to 12, while urging governments to reduce their populations by 86% as a matter of urgency, to save the planet and give the global elite a higher standard of living. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Visit collective.thepeoplesvoice.tv to own a piece of The People's Voice and have your say in what we do. Subscribe to the channel and join The People's Voice locals.
Alrighty, we're back. And a couple things. this coming Sunday, December 3rd, for you folks in Northeast Ohio here. Do you know, John, Jug County Right to Life has been a major part of saving over 24,000 unborn babies since the 70s, John. And in Jug County Right to Life, again, it's been volunteer, always completely volunteer. No one has ever gotten any money, any profit. But, boy, we've put a lot in. And for a long time, Jug County Right to Life and Doers of the Word Church, most of the foot soldiers there here in the Cleveland area were from our church and members of Jug County Right to Life, saving babies out there in front of all those bloody abortion mills. We've shut them down one at a time. But over the years, I'm like you. I no longer go out there. Right now I'm spending more of my time trying to reach us on the legislative, you know, end of it, which we're doing here. But anyhow, I said all that to say this. Jug County Right to Life, really, they deserve the support of people, and they're having a concert Sunday night at the Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio. And now this concert, Pastor Steve Sawchuk, usually he heads this up, and he does a tremendous job with talent. I mean, you go there, you really are blessed. You really feel blessed when you go to that concert. While you're there, when you leave, you just feel like you've been blessed. So if there's no admission, we take a love offering. And because these folks do such a good job, usually we have a pretty good love offering. We need to continue to fight for the lives of the unborn. So that's it. I'm asking all of you to come out. I'm going to be there. I want to come out and meet and greet people. And that's this December 3rd, this coming Sunday at 7 p.m., and the address is 11815. That's 11815 Chillicothe Road. That's Chillicothe Road, Chesterland, Ohio, 44026 is the zip case. You're looking it up on your little machine there. And so I wanted to say that also. Tonight, John, I was at the Tactical Civics meeting, and Tactical Civics is really growing. They're really growing now, and I think I mentioned it before. I think they just said tonight that we're in 1,300 counties now. Out of 3,400 counties in the entire country, we have chapters. It's growing, and what's happening is, John, they're forming militias and grand juries. The people, like the Constitution. This is what the Constitution says. This is actually the law. The real law demands you have a constitutional militia and that you have a people's grand jury. Not with these corrupt prosecutors and these corrupt judges, but the people's. Now, the grand jury, John, is the highest court in the county. It's the highest court in the county. This is the way our Constitution, this is the way the founding fathers meant for it to be, where the people, okay, who pays the salary of those that are public servants, were to rein them in to keep the corruption. And this is what we're fighting here in Ohio also with legislation. We're working very, very hard, and this is what we talked about. If you go up on the website to F, the letter F, the number 2A.org, that's Jan Porter's, you'll see how you can send these postcards. These postcards are absolutely dynamite. John, for $10, you can send postcards to all of the Supreme Court justices, plus the governor and attorney general. But for $75, John, you can send 90-something postcards to every state legislature, to the Supreme Courts, to those at the governor's office. You can send these postcards are dynamite, and they're demanding that the state legislator do their job according to the Ohio Constitution. They are to make the laws, John, and also to rein in these corrupt activist judges that are legislating from the bench. And so, folks, you need to really do that. You could also go, and where's the other one, too? Life. Here, let me go to this. I'm going to go back to it really quickly. And let me see. There you go. Let me see. You could go to Life Postcard, the letter Life, capital L-I-F-E, and then postcard.com. That's lifepostcard.com, and they will show you the instructions on how you can send those postcards to all of these people. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, folks, you need to do it. You really need to do it. You no longer can the majority set back why the minority works themselves to death. If you continue to do that, if you don't take part, if you don't jump into this battle, well, then you're going to lose. Freedom is not free. Freedom is not free. And if you won't stand and fight, you don't deserve a minute of it, do they, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, that's the bottom line. All's evil. If the righteous don't do anything, evil will take over. That's the sin, fallen, cursed world, Pastor Ernie.
We
must apply pressure and prayer as much as we can to beat back this evil.
Here, Representative Clay Higgins drops a bombshell on Newsmax. Over 200, remember we told you, over 200 FBI agents were embedded within the crowd on January 6th. And agents behind Talk of Violence, they chat in a group, and there's videos. They caught them on video. Now, let me just read the article real quick. Representative Clay Higgins joined Chris Solicito on Newsmax recently to discuss the government operation on January 6, 2021. Representative Higgins told Solicito that at least 200 FBI agents dressed as Trump supporters were in the crowd on January 6. It was a government operation. It was a government. You see, you've got all of these patriots, John, all of these patriots in prison right now in this government operation. And they are hostages. And Nancy Pelosi belongs in that prison. Chuckie Schumer belongs in that prison. All of those Democrats that was on that so-called select committee. And I'm going to tell you that, and that Officer Baird, that dirty cop, he belongs in the electric chair. And there will be no justice until the Christian patriots are released from that dirty, filthy D.C. jail, and those people, Nancy Pelosi and the others, take their place. What do you think, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, this, again, this goes back to what we were saying earlier. This is a Democrat coup of, I guess you could call it maybe, no, I don't know if a coup is right, but it's all Democrat. The prosecutors are Democrat, the FBI, the judges, it's D.C. Then the whole thing is just the swamp. And what are the Republicans doing, Pastor Ernie? What, there are a couple now that are really moving. Congresswoman Green did, and Gates, he did also. But the rest of them, it's too, because the media will come against them if they do. So they don't. They sit on their hands and don't do anything. And what it's done, Pastor Ernie, it's allowed this real hard corruption to get very powerful now. They are very dangerous, what they've done, framing. I don't know how many now, Pastor Ernie, are involved in this, patriots that have been arrested and held in jail and sentenced and all.
I don't know how many. The number was, I think it's over like 1,000.
Yeah.
And yeah. So
And then they pick the juries. The juries, you're not going to get a fair trial there. So the whole system from one end to the other is corrupt. And Republicans, for the most part, are sitting there doing nothing.
Would you say the majority of the Republican congressmen are stupid? I mean, the reason I'm telling you that is because one of their own, Congressman Paul Gosar, he says they are stupid. That the majority of the Republican congressmen are stupid, okay? And he's from Arizona. He says, he weighs in, he says, you had 105 rhinos who voted with a Democratic communist. Now, here, you've got a guy, and it's George Santos. He may be a nut, but he's got one of the most conservative voting records, a very conservative voting record, right? So you've got known terrorists like Tlaib. You've got these people who are involved with the squat. These people are involved with every kind of terrorist organization, burn, loot, and murder, Antifa, the radical Islam. These are enemies of America, enemies of the Constitution. And you're right, those 105 stupid Republican rhinos, as he says here, now he's one of them own. Let me read the article. Congressman Paul Gosar on Friday slammed, this today, the rhinos, and the lack of due process while speaking with a Gateway pundit about the expulsion of George Santos after voting no on the resolution. People that try to anger the base, they are stupid, he says. He said the Republicans who voted, I have a list of all those that are stupid here. Maybe I should read it off, but it's 105 of them, who voted to slim the House majority by expelling a sitting Republican with one of the strongest conservative voting records of any freshman legislator. The Gateway Pundit reported that 105 rhinos joined the Democrats in voting to expel George Santos from Congress on Thursday. And here, they have a full list of these stupid rhinos, okay? Well, now, the reason I'm saying this is because here, the people like Jim Jordan, like Gates, like Green, the conservatives that we know, they voted no. They didn't vote to expel him. They all voted no. So those are the people that we vote with. We vote with constantly. And so, and these others, you know, I guess I have to agree with him that they're stupid. What do you think, John?
Cowards, Pastor Ernie. They don't want to have the media. They figure that if they didn't vote like that, the media would pick them out and give them a hard time. And so it's, yeah, stupid and cowards. But look, Pastor Ernie, let's go back with the Democrats now. And there were two congressmen, and as you were talking, I was trying to think of their names, and I can't remember.
No.
They're men from California. One Trump nicknamed Pencil Neck.
Oh, Adam Schiff. Shiftless.
Schiff, right.
Shiftless Adam Schiff.
The other one was, he was seduced by that communist spy Fang Fang, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know who you're thinking of there, and I'm having a hard time thinking of his name, too.
Yeah. Well, you know who I'm talking about. So why weren't they expelled, Pastor Ernie? The man was, he's a congressman, and he's running with a Chinese communist spy. And all the lies about Trump, continual lies. The same thing on there. I forgot his name because I get Pencil Neck in my mind. Adam Schiff. No, not Schiff. Yeah, Schiff.
Yeah.
I believe they even lied in the House. You know, when they were making statements in the House, they lied for years on end about Trump, knowing full well that they were lies. And what happened to them, Pastor Ernie?
Nothing. What happened to Jamal Bowman for obstructing the congressional proceedings when he purposely set off that fire alarm? He didn't get taken down. That was a crime. He committed a crime, okay?
Yes, he did, and he even lied. In the beginning, he lied to everyone. But when the video came out, then he changed and told the truth, and he said, I don't know, he was confused about for being in high school. Remember high school principal and some nonsense. Nothing happens to them, Pastor Ernie. Nothing. That's what I've been telling you.
Okay, what about Senator Bob Menendez? He was found guilty of taking bribes from Egypt, but he hasn't been expelled, has he?
Was he found guilty of taking bribes from Egypt?
Yep.
Or is he charged with it?
I believe he was found guilty of doing that. According to you're talking about Eric Swalwell, who slept with a Chinese spy.
Swalwell was the other one.
Yeah.
Swalwell was the other one.
Right.
What was her name? Fan Fan, the Chinese
woman
spy that he was having, I don't know what he was, well, he was, I was sexual, whatever it was.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think Melendez, they tried him for something, but he was found, I think, not guilty, or they dropped charges. That was a couple of years ago, and now he's being retried. Him and his
right wife. Here, according to Paul Gosar, here's what Gosar says. He says, Senator Bob Menendez took bribes from Egypt, and he hasn't been expelled from office. So there you go. So according to him, he's coming out. Okay.
Well, yeah, if he did, I'm just not aware of it.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you what the report here says.
Yeah, well, the Democrats can do everything, and they get a free pass. The Republicans could have gotten Swalwell and Schiff out. They could have expelled them for much serious charges than this Republican and real serious charges. The guy was on the Intelligence Committee, Smallwell.
Smallwell, yeah.
He was running with a female Chinese spy.
And it wasn't a secret. I mean, she had slept with a lot of people, different, anyone who could, that she could get information out of. I mean, he might still be sleeping with her. You know, they really doesn't matter. You know why? Because we don't have a Department of Justice. The DOJ now is simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Party. And this is why I'm very, very suspicious of this Pizzagate thing.
Yes,
John.
Ernie, that's what I wanted to mention. I was going to bring that up. I'm very suspicious. There's some...
Here's the thing. So much evidence has come out. They got to find someone to throw under the bus. Podesta is not going to go under the bus. He's going to make sure... Hillary will make sure Podesta doesn't get thrown under the bus, okay? But they got to sacrifice somebody. They want to wrap up these investigations. And I mean, again, the entire Democratic Party is completely and totally corrupt, and they're flush with pedophiles, Joe, John, from top to bottom. They're flush with pedophiles. And so we're coming up
there's
to a break.
Pedophiles in the Republican Party, too. Remember?
Yeah,
that,
I know.
I see me in names now.
Yeah, hang tight, but we're coming up to a break.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long. When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.